So we're in Megillah, we're holding a Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara had said that there's an order for Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara had said there were 120 elders, and amongst them there were some prophets, and we've discussed in the past the need for prophets. Rav Chaim Yivolozhin's understanding that the prophets were necessary if you're going to institute a prayer that's going to be used throughout all times. So they instituted the 18 blessings. Tana Rabbanan, we have the following brisa. Minayin shomrim avos. What's the source for this concept that we say avos, the first prayer of Shmona Esrei, which revolves around the forefathers, shenemar, because the verse in Tehillim says, havu l'Hashem b'nei elim. You sons of powerful ones, you give forward to Hashem. Who are the powerful ones on planet Earth? They are the forefathers. So when you give forward your prayer, you identify yourselves as I am the great-grandson of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What's the source for the concept that we mention God's might in Shmona Esrei? Shneimal, the pasuk continues and says, Havu l'Hashem kavod v'oz, give God honor and might. So we mention God's might as introductory in Shmona Esrei. Minayin shomim kedushot. How do we know that we say the blessing of kedushot that describes God's holiness? Shneimal, the verse says, Havu l'Hashem kevod shemo, ishtachavu l'Hashem behadrat kodesh, bow before Hashem with the glory of holiness. So now those first three blessings are referred to by the initial verses in this chapter 29 of Tehillim. Umara ulomar binacha kedusha. Why did the rabbi see fit to have the blessing requesting understanding and knowledge? Why is that directly after Kedusha, after we discuss holiness? Shneimar, as the verse says, V'ikdishu et Kedoshi Yaakov, et Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu, they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. That's one pasuk, and then the following part, the Samech Lein, adjacent to it, it says, V'yadu'uto Eruach Bina, and those that their spirit are in error, they will know understanding. Know with a K. They will know understanding. Yeah, they will know, they will have understanding. So, you see that there's understanding follows holiness. You see, sometimes people think you could gain understanding without it. We see not. You want true understanding, there's an order. You gotta know where you're coming from, ovos. You gotta know who's above you, gvuros. You gotta connect to holiness and understand the concept, and from there you can gain understanding. But that's my own thoughts, it doesn't say it in the Gemara. Okay, back to the Gemara. Umar ulomar tshuva chau bina. Why did the rabbi see fit to discuss tshuva after understanding? Dichtiv, because the verse describes the tshuva process. It says, ulvavo yavin vishav. And his heart will understand, and then he will repent, and he will be healed. So you see, after understanding, if you gain understanding, it's understood that what follows is that a person will be shav, he will repent, he will do tshuva, and then it says he will be healed. Then why don't we say the next blessing should be the blessing for healing directly following tshuva? Lo sakadaiter, don't think that dichtiv. The verse describes the one who returns to Hashem, Hashem will have mercy over him. He returns to our God, he will have, because Hashem has great forgiveness. So after we discuss the return, Hashiveinu, the tshuva, where we ask Hashem to help us do tshuva, then we discuss Hashem's forgiveness. Umaychazit desamchitai smochahai. Well, who said? If you have one pasuk that indicates that after tshuva you get slicha, and one pasuk that indicates after tshuva you get refuah, you get healing. So how do you know which one to go with? Who said this one's more powerful than that one? Umay chazit, what did you see? The samchit aha, that you relied on this one, simoch aha, rely on the other verse. Answers the Gemara, k'tav kachina, I have another verse that indicates hasolech lechol avonaichi. It shows the order. Hashem forgives all your sins. So we see that not after tshuva, but rather after forgiveness, you reach the next point of, who heals all of your illnesses, Hagoel Mishachat Chayaichi. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So according to this order, I understand that refuah comes after slicha, not after tshuva, which is the way we do it. Hashiveinu Hashem, slach lo novin kichotanu, refaeinu Hashem enei rafe. But then according to this pasuk, what comes after that? Hagoel mishachas chayaichi. Lememra digula bata, digula v'refuah bata slichai. Do you mean to say that redemption and healing comes after forgiveness? But the pasuk seems to say, after tshuva you get healing. What do you do with that pasuk? Bottom line, answers the Gemara. When the pasuk describes that a person has understanding, he does tshuva and then he is healed, that's not talking about healing from sickness. That healing is the healing that comes with forgiveness. Part of gaining forgiveness from Hashem is a healing process. So I guess it's spiritual healing. Why did the rabbi see fit that the blessing about Geula, redemption, will be the seventh blessing? Because the redemption will come in the seventh, whatever seventh that means. Talmud tells us in the end of Sanhedrin that there'll be an order to the years in the seventh year. At the end of the seventh year, Mashiach's going to come. It'll be an unusual Shemitah cycle, that Shemitah cycle. So
it's going to be the seventh year of the Shemitah?
That's the simple understanding here, yes.
But then why do we expect him to come every day now if it's not the seventh year?
So we say that the pasuk says be'itach ishena, at its set time I'll make him come quickly. What does that mean? It's a set time or he's coming quickly. So Chazal tell us that there are two formulas for Mashiach's coming. If we do things right, we could bring him quickly, and if we don't, there is a deadline. We hope to bring him before the deadline. We have to do things right. We got to get him here earlier. Wouldn't it be catastrophic if he only came at the deadline? Wouldn't that be terrible? And the whole world was one big failure. Think about it. Isn't that a tragedy? That's my pachad. Imagine that. When I was a kid, I always used to think, no, worst comes to worst, there's always the deadline. The older I get, the less I want that deadline. You know, on the one hand, we want all the bad to be over with. On the other hand, isn't that terrible? What?
To suffer.
Not mitzad the suffering. Mitzad the... To be a failure. The whole world will be a failure. 6,000 years we failed. We failed to bring him. Isn't that terrible? I don't know. I'll tell you, if you think about our personal responsibilities, and you think about how each one of us has a pivotal role in bringing him, we got to take it personally. It's not about Am Yisrael. It's about me and Am Yisrael and every individual in Am Yisrael. You know, there are individuals who brought him steps closer. We think of Chizkiyo and we say Chizkiyo could have been the Mashiach had he done one more thing right. But think about it. Chizkiyo, you know, he almost brought him. He brought the generation back. You know, it's like when you play pinball. You know how there's this like, there's like the lights that shoot up, until finally you can knock the ball all the way up and then ding, 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 ding. You guys know what I'm talking about? Or you didn't play pinball as kids? Right. So you can keep knocking the ball up. And every time, it's like you almost hit it. You almost hit the jackpot. But, and the lights light up and they light up some more and they light up some more, but you don't yet hit the bell. So, that's where Chizkiyo was. At least he lit up all the lights almost up to the bell. We don't even hit the lights, you know. We don't even knock the ball up. So I think it's catastrophic. We gotta shape up. Yeah, it's scary. Scary, think about it. If he shows up, it means the whole world, 6,000 years, we haven't done it. And the clock's ticking. We don't know when the 6,000 years are up. Could be tomorrow. We don't know. Okay, back to our Gemara. Now that we've all been depressed a little bit.
Inspired.
Inspired. Yes. So we will You see, that's the difference between... okay. I accept. We should all be inspired.
It's our responsibility.
I agree. I agree. Okay.
Just to rise to the next level.
So, Geula is in the seventh year. No, because I always think about all the failings. I always tell myself, well, why didn't he come yesterday? I could give enough reasons. You know, you look back at yesterday and say, how many things could I have done to bring him one step closer? And then you say, okay, well, will tomorrow be any better? And you have to be realistic. And then you say, well, being realistic is making sure that tomorrow is better. So there's that theoretical desire to have desire to make it come, right? So that's okay. But we will be inspired and not depressed. We accept. Okay, so we'll take Rav Zusha and tomorrow... What?
We're in the half-full cup now.
We will now, yeah. Tomorrow will be better, Bezat Shem. So the redemption will come in the seventh. So that's why Chazal instituted this blessing of redemption, Geula, in the seventh. Asks the Gemara of Omar Mar, but we have the quote, Beshishit Kolot, in the sixth year, there'll be all kinds of sounds, whatever that means. Beshvi'it Milchamot, in the seventh year, there'll be wars. Bemotzei Shvi'it Ben David Ba, and at the end, when the seventh year is up, it's after the seventh year that Mashiach comes. So what are you telling me, Gula is in the seventh year? Answers the Gemara, Milchama Nami Atchalta De Gulai. War is also the beginning of redemption. The wars of the seventh year are the beginning of the redemption. So the Chasam Sofer has a fascinating tshuva. There was a great war in Prussia, and people were asking, who should we pray for? There was Machlokas, the Rebbe from Chabad, and others. Who do you pray for? Which kingdom do you pray for? Who do you want should win? So Chasam Sofer says, don't pray for the war to end quickly. Because every war, milchama nami atchalta digulahi, every war is bringing Mashiach a little bit closer. Every war he held was atchalta digula. Meaning that the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is, the wars of that seventh year are atchalta digula. But that the Chasam Sofer seems to have understood it differently. Umaru lomar refuah bashminit. So what did the rabbis see fit to say refuah in the eighth blessing? Now this Chasam Sofer I haven't yet seen inside. I'm quoting a quote. I heard it in a shir by Herschel Schachter. So I can't vouch for the accuracy of that quote. We have to see it inside. Umaru lomar refuah bashminit. What did the rabbi see fit to say the blessing about healing in the eighth blessing? Being that we have a mitzvah of circumcision on the eighth, and that requires healing, that's a mitzvah that requires healing. That's why the rabbis set the blessing for healing in the eighth. What was the blessing over Parnasa, the blessing over the year in the ninth year? Corresponding to those who jack up the prices in the market. Dichtiv, because the verse that prays about them in Tehillim says, Shvo Zroa Rasha, V'David Ki Amra Batshiit Amra. David, in his ninth chapter, prayed about breaking the arm of the wicked. That's a reference to those that jack up prices in the markets. So in our Tehillim, it's the 10th chapter. Chazal tell us the first two chapters are really one chapter. So you can take all Tehillim and notch it down one notch. What did the rabbi see fit to say the blessing about gathering the exiles directly after the blessing over the years? Because the verse says, you, the mountains of Israel, give forth your branches, carry your fruits for my nation Israel, for they are nearing to come. So you see that after the blessings comes the gathering. So the blessing of the year and then the gathering of Israel to the land of Israel. And once the scattered, the diaspora is gathered into Israel, God does judgment with the wicked, as the verse says, Vashiva yedi alayich v'tzof kaboch sigayich. I will bring back my hand over you, and I will purify you. I will purify you of your impurities. And that's the din, that's the judgment against the wicked. V'chtiv, and then the verse says, Vashiva shofetayich kabarishona, bring back the judges. So, v'chivanshna, sa din min... What's opposite?
It's bringing the exiles, then it's bringing back the judges.
Right.
And then it's the din of the...
Right, no. It says, after we come back to Israel, Vashiva yadi alayich v'tzof kabo sigayich, I will purify you. That's of the wicked. Purification means that God will weed out the weeds. So that's before Vashiva shoftayich, God brings back the judges.
In the order of the Shemon Israel, I thought that.
What do we say? Let's bring everyone back. And then Hashiva Shofteinu. No, so that's Hashiva Shofteinu.
And after that?
Lamalshinim is after Hashiva Shofteinu. Okay, so let's see. V'chtiv Hashiva Shofteinu v'rishona. V'kivan sh'nasa din min ha'resha'im kalu ha'poshim v'kolel zedim imahim sh'nemar. ושבר פושעים חטאים יחדיו, וכיוון שקלו הפושעים מתרומם קרן צדיקים. So you're saying, how do we know? It's in this order. So I'll tell you, right now I'm a little bit pressured for time, so let's pick up over here. No, it's a good point, so we'll pick up over here Bezachem next time.